fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With the Indian tribes of the western United States shortly after the close of the Civil War. But renegades incited the red men to rebellion, and the government was forced to send troops to the frontier. There they found an ally in the masked rider of the plains, and without his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, the army might never have fulfilled its mission. It was the Lone Ranger, more than any other man, who made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! The Silver on the warpath! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Hooray!
Small cabins huddled together on a vast stretch of prairie near the dreaded Badlands. Around the cabins, empty and silent with the doors left open, the fire still smoking in the hearths, raced a whooping, painted horde of red men, spinning a grim circle around the deserted settlement.
We fix settlers!
Who that goes?
Shoot fire,
set them on fire! Use the torch! Set them fire!
Set them fire! Set them fire!
That's right! Set them on fire! Set them on fire!
Shot fire-tipped arrows at the dry cabins. Indians raced in and scattered the flames from the fireplaces. Soon all the cabins were in flames. Then the red men rode into the west, leaving only the burning settlement and a huge tower of smoke that mounted higher and higher into the air. At last, the smoke was seen by a column of troops riding across the prairie toward it.
Hey, mister.
Lieutenant.
All right, Lieutenant, or whatever you are. Look at there. See that smoke? It's our cabins. It's where we was living. Just like I told you, them Indians was on the warpath.
On fire, eh?
It's a good thing we was warned, or there'd been a couple of scalps dangling from some brave's ridgepole.
Neely, you're certain no one was left there?
No, sir. We cleared out before the savages got here. Like I told you, we was warned ahead of time.
Well, we'll go into that later. First thing is to get there.
Tell 'em at the gallop. Forward! Ho!
Ever get my hands on the band that done this?
Nothing left but ashes. No use going after them now. They must be well into the Badlands.
Look at this. Nothing left but the chimney. The whole settlement burned right to the ground.
Well, at least no lives were lost.
Why didn't you come sooner? What good's an army if you can't do something to them savages? We got calluses on our hands building them cabins. We had to fetch the timber for miles, dragging it across the prairie. Why didn't you stop them?
What good are your soldiers for us? You can't stop them.
Easy, easy, easy.
Yeah, Lieutenant, I guess I spoke too hard. But it sure is tough to see all you built up ruined in a couple of minutes.
All the people who got to the fort in time, children, women, and the men. If we'd known it sooner, we might have caught them, but now...
Hey, who's that?
Lieutenant, a couple of horsemen heading this way.
Yes, coming from the west, from the Badlands.
Troopers, spread out and file. Hold your rifles at the ready.
Right, sir.
Might as well play it safe, no telling who they are, Neely.
This way, Tonto!
White Stallion is the best horse I've ever seen.
Tell us all right, Lieutenant.
I'll decide that, Neely.
You're in charge, Lieutenant.
Mister, you're wearing a mask. Who are you? And what do you and this Indian want?
Tonto and I trailed a band of Indians who set fire to the settlement, Lieutenant. We know where they are.
You haven't answered my question. Why do you wear that mask?
That happens to be my affair.
Mister, I'm sorry, but you and this Indian will have to be detained since you refuse to answer. Murdoch.
Call me, Lieutenant.
You place these two under guard.
Hey, hold on a minute.
Well, Neely?
You can't do that. This masked gent's all right.
You know him?
Well, not by name, Lieutenant, but he's the fellow who warned us them Indians was coming. If it wasn't for him, we might all be dead.
Oh, I see. In that case, mister, we'll let it pass on one condition.
What is that?
You say you trailed a band who fired the settlement?
Yes,
that's right.
Who are they and where are they?
You intend going after them?
I do. And what's more, I'll wipe them out.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I can't tell you then.
What? You're protecting them?
Lieutenant, those Indians are no worse than any other men. They've been misled. Tonto and I happen to know a lot of what's behind this attack. That's how we happen to warn Neely and the rest of the settlers here. But we can't permit those Indians to be attacked until we've helped clear them.
Mister, you realize what you're saying?
I do.
You'll speak up or you'll be placed under arrest.
Lieutenant, if Tonto and I wanted to escape, we could easily outrun your troop and get away.
I doubt that.
We could. Make no mistake about that. But we'd rather not. You're doing your duty by arresting us. Very well. We'll go to the fort with you.
Mister, you're loco. You don't
it's
know
all what... right, Neely. I know what I'm doing.
You'll explain this to the colonel, mister. And he doesn't take easy to explanations. Murdoch.
Yes, sir?
Put a guard detail around this masked man and the Indian. We're heading back to the fort.
Right, sir. Benson, Snavely, Orvis, Haven. Form squad detail.
Troopers, in file of fours. At the top. Forward. Hold.
Mister, you're heading for a heap of trouble.
We're taking a chance, Neely. I hope it's worth it.
Jail, halt. Open the door, Sellaw, Porthos. All right, mister, you and the Indian step in.
How soon will we see the colonel?
A couple of minutes, I reckon. He's talking with that fellow Berkeley now.
Berkeley, quiet, Holler.
You know Berkeley? Your engine part sounded right interested.
Let it pass, Sergeant.
Lock the door on him, Orthus. Tail, about face. Forward, march.
You heard him, Tonto. Berkeley's here.
Him, bad fella.
Berkeley was at that settlement, Tonto. He watched it burn.
Not right.
He must have left Warcloud's raiders and headed for this fort. Talking with the colonel, huh? And we're the only ones to know that he's responsible for that raid.
And what do we do?
Tonto, you notice where the soldiers stabled Silver and Scout?
Stable that way.
We may have to get away fast. If we can get to the horses, we'll have to get through the gate before it's closed.
Scout, Silver, then not got saddle on.
Then we'll do it bareback. Take the saddles with us.
Not plenty hard, Kimosabe.
It all depends, Tonto.
Huh?
Depends on what happens when we see the colonel. But be ready for anything.
So this is the masked man and the Indian you arrested, eh, Lieutenant Carter?
Yes, Colonel.
Very well, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Before you say anything, sir, I want to tell you not to rely on those guns you're wearing. You're right in the center of an army fort.
Colonel, I have something to say to you in private.
Got plenty of gall, ain't he, Colonel?
Stay right here, Berkeley. Anything this masked man has to say can be said in front of you.
Very well, then.
You refused to supply valuable information to Lieutenant Carter. Why?
I wanted no fighting.
You and the Indian learned who made that raid on the settlement. You trailed them into the Badlands?
Colonel, Tonto and I aren't fighting the Indians.
The Army's sworn duty is to defend this territory from raids by Indians or bad men alike. Now, whose raiding party was that?
Chief War Cloud.
War Cloud, eh?
But Chief War Cloud was not with the raiding party. If you want to know who led that war party, it was this man beside you, Berkeley.
Why, you ornery...
Do not reach for gun.
I'll blast a hole right through you, masked man.
Drop that gun, Berkeley, or I'll make you drop it.
Talking about me like that? Well, mister, it's your last chance to stop.
Leave the gun right there, Berkeley, on the floor.
You slapped it right out of my hand. The way you drawed your gun like greased lightning.
That'll be enough of this. Mr. Holster, that's high down. Just what did you mean about Berkeley?
Colonel, this man Berkeley is dangerous. He's planning to use the Indians to take control of the territory for himself.
You expect me to believe that?
It's true. Chief Warcloud tries to restrain his young braves, but a lot of them prefer to listen to Berkeley. He promises them an empire in the West.
Colonel, I leave it to you. Is this here hombre loco or what?
If you refuse to believe me, many
That's enough. Berkeley is well known. His reputation is good. And you, you're masked and unknown. Mister, that war party needs to be disciplined. Where are they?
I refuse to tell you.
Then go back into the guardhouse. And what's more, I'll have you unmasked.
I see I'm wasting my time. If you won't deal with this, Tonto and I will handle it in our own way.
Berkeley, will you step to the door and call the lieutenant? Tell him to put these two back in the guardhouse.
I sure will, Colonel.
Don't move, Berkeley.
Put that gun down.
Tonto, break the window and head for the stable. I'll shoot out the light.
You come fast.
You're crazy, you...
All right, Tonto.
He shot the light! This way!
Hurry, Kimasabi. Get the horses.
Call up the guard, escaping prisoner!
This way. Here's the stable.
Hey, what's the noise? What's going on?
One side.
What the? The masked man! The masked man on the engine! Get back!
Hurry, Tonto. The stable doors.
Go, here's going.
There they are. Here's the whistle. No time to saddle up. Carry your saddle.
Get Tonto off wall.
Come on, Silver Old Boy. Head for the
gate. Get him up, Scout. What's going on? Who fired that shot? It's the masked man. Hold your fire. You're out to hit one of our own men.
There's the gate, Tonto. Faster.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Right through.
I'm going at them through.
Get down, Tonto. Down. They're going to shoot.
Stop them. Close the gate. Shut the gates of the fort. Stop. How do we fire?
Come on, Silver.
They got through the gates. There they go. Fire. Shoot at them. Shoot. Hold your fire, man. It's no use. We can't stop them now.
We're away from the fort, Tonto. We can put these saddles on now. The soldiers can't catch us.
What we do now?
Tonto, we're going to see Chief War Cloud.
Oh, that bad, Kimasabi. Maybe Barkley, him go to War Cloud camp, too.
Berkeley will be there, Tonto, but we'll get there first. We've got to convince those braves that Berkeley is their enemy, not their friend. All right, now, come on, Silver Old Boy. We're heading to the Badlands.
Man, you hear?
Chief Warcloud, we've been here in your camp for a whole day now.
That's right. One day and one night.
Why won't your warriors listen? You believe us, don't you?
Warcloud believe? Warcloud not want tribe fight settlers, fight army. Warcloud want peace.
Yet your braves listen to Berkeley instead of you.
Berkeley speak with forked tongue of serpent. But Warcloud is old man. No more do brave listen in council. No more when War Cloud speak, do warrior listen and obey.
Tonto, I took a long chance in riding to your camp. Your braves must listen.
You hear drum outside wigwam? Them war drum.
Berkeley will be here soon. He'll incite your braves to more violence, more fighting. Let me talk to your braves.
No good.
Let me talk once more before Berkeley comes.
What's that?
Drum, stop.
Listen, your braves are talking louder. They're coming this way. The drums are shattered again. Your braves are coming here to this wigwam.
Not bad, Kimasabi.
Something happened. Someone come to camp, baby. Flash man, you come. We go see.
All right, stop.
Berkeley, so you got here.
Yeah, mister, I got here. And I heard what you've been trying to do.
You leave camp.
Save your breath, Warcloud. You're old, Savvy. You're old. And them braves don't follow your orders no more. They do what I tell them, Savvy. As for this mask, I mean his engine pod, I already got it fixed. They're going to be tied to the stake. How about it, you warriors? We're going to tie him up again, aren't we? We're going to finish him. There you are, fast, man. You see how they do like I tell them? Now let's see you get out of this.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Led by the renegade Berkeley, the young braves of War Cloud's tribe seized the Lone Ranger and Tonto and tied them to stakes at the council fire.
That's right. Tie them up good. Good and tight. They can't come into your camp and tell you braves how to act. This is your land. The whole West is your land. Well, masked man, I reckon you overplayed your hand.
The game isn't over, Berkeley.
It is, as far as you're concerned.
We get loose. We fix you.
You won't get loose, Injun. They'll have to cut you loose because you'll be dead, savvy? Dead.
Berkeley, you'll pay for this. You'll pay for what you've done to the settlers and to these Indians.
Mister, you're all fired smart, ain't you? Walking right up to the colonel and trying to get me.
Someday the colonel will know the truth about you, Berkeley.
Yeah? Reckon he will, masked man. Reckon he will. But it'll be too late.
You think so?
I got these Indians roused up. Soon I'll have all the Indians of the West thinking they can build a new empire. And I'll wipe out the colonel and every army post west of the Mississippi. I'll run the West.
You're mad, Berkeley.
Think I can't, huh? There's space out here, mister. Plenty of space and mighty few settlers. You won't stand a chance. Well, I ain't wasting time talking. You know, I've been kind of curious to get a closer look at you.
You stop.
You wouldn't take off that mask for the colonel, would you?
This mask comes off for no one.
Yeah? And who's going to stop me? You? Your engine pod? You're both tied. Maybe them braves dancing around is going to stop me. No, mister, all I got to do is to reach out my hand like this and...
Get back.
Don't be a fool, War Cloud. Maybe you wear the eagle feather, but your braves trust me now.
War Cloud, still chief. Warriors, braves, listen.
War Cloud, don't try to save us.
War Cloud, still chief of tribe. Warriors, braves, it is War Cloud who speak. Listen. Good. Let drum be silent. You are my children, my warriors. I have said to you before that you do wrong. You have said yes and bowed your head in obedience. But now you heed not the words of War Cloud. You listen to Berkeley. Our braves, heed him not. I tell you he speak with voice of evil. He think only of self, not of you. To him, we are as tree of forest, that he may set flame for his own purpose. Take off your war paint. Put down your tomahawk, your bow. War Cloud is at peace. His tribe is at peace.
Right smart order, ain't you, War Cloud? But it won't work. I'll tell him just
one moment. War Cloud.
What does Masked Man want?
I speak to you and to your braves. Why are we tied to these stakes?
I'll answer that.
No. I want the answer from the warriors. Tonto and I came here in peace. We slept in the lodge of your chief. We've eaten at your council fire. Has War Cloud's tribe betrayed its ancient custom? Set us free. Let us go as we came in peace. Braves of the tribe of War Cloud. If you do not set us free, you'll be scorned by men everywhere.
Braves, listen well. Set these two free.
No!
I am still your leader. I welcome these two into my wigwam. By law of tribe, they shall suffer no harm. That is law, and well you know it. Set them free.
All right, let them go. But that don't change things, none. There'll be other times, mister.
Your ropes are untied, Tonto.
Okay, Mozambi, Tonto loose.
War Cloud, will you ride out of the camp with us?
War Cloud, ride with you.
Yeah, get their horses. Let them go. But don't make the mistake of coming back, mister. You are the engine. They're letting you go because you come in peace. But the next time, they'll be ready for you with war paint.
Steady, Silver.
You better get. Going to have a private council with old War Cloud, huh?
I go with them, but I return.
Berkeley, I'm telling you for the last time. Don't try to lead this tribe into trouble they don't want.
Mister, I don't take advice from no one. These braves listen to me, and they'll keep right on listening.
Remember that the next time we meet, Berkeley. And there'll be a next time. Come on, Silver. Come on, boy.
Get him up, Scout.
We ride.
Walk your horses. Walk Scouts, Heather. They must learn we're not afraid.
We go slow.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto made camp near the Indian village, and then War Cloud returned to the tribe, but not before promising the masked man to warn him if the young braves planned to go on the warpath. The following night...
Tonto. Tonto, out of your blanket roll. Someone's coming.
Me get gun.
Who's that?
I come in peace, my brother.
It's all right. It's War Cloud. War Cloud, what is it? Your braves ride?
They take warpath. I cannot stop them. They go Painted Rock settlement.
Painted Rock? There are more than a dozen settler families there.
Not bad.
I come warn you, as I promised. Now I ride with them.
You're going to Painted Rock?
They my children. I must go.
Very well, War Cloud. Try to keep them from doing any harm. Tonto and I'll go ahead. We'll warn the settlement. Hurry, Tonto. Never mind breaking camp. We haven't time. Here, Silver. Steady, boy. Ready, Tonto.
Be ready.
Then we ride. We've got to reach that settlement ahead of the Braves. Come on,
get out of it.
Go. This way, Tonto. Silver, come on.
Was right hospitable of you, Sally, putting me up for the night.
Land sakes, Davis Neely, I'm your sister, ain't I? As long as you come to Painted Rock, here's where you stay.
Sally, you heard what happened to our place, didn't you? Burned to the ground by Sioux.
Your wife and family are back at the Army Fort, ain't they?
Yeah. I come out to see if Painted Rock was a good spot to settle in this time, providing them engines don't go on another rampage.
Well, you couldn't do better, Davis. Painted Rock...
Of course. Wonder who that is so early, Sally.
I don't know. She'll come in a hurry, though.
Come warn
the
you.
The engine, Davis, get the rifle.
We don't need no rifle. Sally, this here's the engine that was with the masked man. What's trouble, engine?
You warn settlers. Get ready. Sioux, come here.
The Sioux engines? They're going to raid us?
That's right. They be here by sundown. Maybe afore.
Engine, you're sure doing us a favor letting us know about this. I'll warn the folks. This time we're not running from them. Say, where's your part? Where's the masked man?
Him ride to fort. Him get there, talk to Colonel. Him bring soldier here to help.
All the way to the fort and back? Injun, he'll never make it. Never.
None, you not worry. White friend, him bring soldier.
It's very pleasant walking out here, Carter. Very peaceful and quiet.
The Army Post wishes the rumors about War Cloud Sioux were peaceful rumors, Colonel.
Yes, yes, I can't understand it. War Cloud's always been for peace.
If the Colonel will pardon me, what that masked man said?
The man who escaped?
I understand he accused Berkeley of arousing the young braves.
He did. I don't care much for Berkeley, but I couldn't swallow that.
A rider coming, Colonel.
Yes, and in a hurry, too. Is it one of our dispatch carriers?
No, sir. He's crouched low in the saddle. The dust is too heavy to see clearly, but
head
I think...
Head in this way. Why, Gravy Carter, it's that masked man.
What? Yes, sir.
That horse. Head for the gate. Rouse the guard.
Stop it. Now, Lieutenant, stand right where you are.
Guns.
You've got to listen to me, Colonel. Once before, I told you that Berkeley was arousing the braves.
Sir, you did, and I...
I can prove it if you'll come with me.
Yes? Where?
Painted Rock. The settlement of Painted Rock. The Sioux are raiding it, and Berkeley is leading them.
What?
It's going to be a close race. I want you to promise that when we get there, you let me handle things my own way.
You rode all the way to bring this information, and then yet you make demands?
I do, Colonel. You can believe me or not, but if you'll come...
Yes, perhaps I do. At any rate, we're going to Painted Rock. Carter, call out the man.
Yes, sir.
The fort! The fort! Call out the regiment! Call out the regiment! Fort!
is coming. We got here in time to prevent bloodshed.
You let me deal with this in my own way, Colonel.
Why don't those Indians break and run?
They can't, sir. They know we can outrun their mounts. They're prepared to fight us.
Have the regiment halt and hold this position, Carter.
Yes, sir.
Regiment, halt!
Well, masked man, you told me Berkeley was leading those braves. I can see war clouds feathers, but I don't see Berkeley.
I'll wait till the dust settles, Colonel. Now look. You see him there trying to hide?
Well, I'll be... Mister, I owe you an apology. It is Berkeley.
Colonel, the Indians are undecided. They're fingering their guns. Perhaps we should be ready to...
Don't start shooting. Colonel, you ride forward with me. I'm sure I can settle this. I tell you, War Cloud is friendly.
Very well. Make the sign of peace. Let the Sioux know we want a parley.
Yes. Come on, Silver. Yep. Look. War Cloud's coming out to meet us.
How,
War Cloud?
Ashwan has done well. My brave still away from town.
War Cloud, I told the colonel you want peace. I told him that Berkeley has aroused your young braves. Tell him I speak the truth.
Mash one speak truth.
I see. Do the young braves still believe in Berkeley, War Cloud?
Braves are like dog on two trail. They know not which way go. War or peace?
Colonel, there's one way to make the braves forget all about Berkeley.
Huh?
Berkeley's a coward and a bully. He can bluff and talk, but he's afraid to fight.
If he can be taken without shooting, I think you're right.
The braves will reject him. They'll return to War Cloud, the peaceful ways. Stay here. I'll get him myself.
Cattle man.
Berkeley, come out and fight.
Get away, mister.
Fight your own battle. I'm coming after you, Berkeley.
Shoot him down.
If you don't face me, the braves will know you for a coward. Look, my hands are away from my guns. Go out, Berkeley. You'll get the advantage.
No, masked man. No, get back. What's the matter with you, Indians? Shoot him before they kill
him. Berkeley, I'll count three. No more. One.
Stop. Stop. Don't shoot. I surrender, masked man. I give up. Don't shoot.
Close door, Berkeley. All right, Colonel. You can place him under arrest. Come along.
Yeah, sure. Just don't shoot me.
Potter, take this man back to the regiment. Place him under guard.
Yes, sir.
This way, you yellow coyote.
Now, War Cloud, ask your warriors. Will they go in peace? Will they obey you once more?
They will obey, Masked One. They will follow War Cloud in way of peace.
Mister, you've done the government a great service. Whoever you are, it won't be forgotten. Holster your arms, men. There's no longer any need for fighting. War Cloud has taken his Sioux back to the ways of peace, and we shall see that the frontier stays that way. All right, back to the fort, men. All right, ho!
Steady, Silver.
Silver, Hawaii!
have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.